Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, five more minutes with Max Kaiser, then Bob Chapman, international forecaster, coming up. Can't wait to ask him questions about all the big developments in the economy, get his expert take. I love having all these experts, Gerald Celente, Dr. Paul Greg Roberts, Max Kaiser, Bob Chapman, so many others, Mark Faber, and basically they're all pretty much saying the same thing, but Max has a way of putting it. Max, start over, finish up with your point about what we know these Russian, really intel gatherers, were trying to look into. They wanted to know about gold and silver because they know the Federal Reserve's rigging it. I mean, I don't even think that's that big of a deal. They were trying to find out. I mean, just like you go and sit in Wall Street bars and hear Goldman Sachs people bragging about raping us 3 years ago and you warned everybody. I mean, what, the Russians can't go sit in bars and hear the banker crooks that hijacked the country sit around talking about slitting our throats?
No, I think there's two pieces to this. The first is that, as I pointed out a second ago, I think there's general fatigue about the bearded man hijacking plane, terror, fear, that's been overplayed, and they need to bring in a new cast. And the Russian femme fatale has worked in the past, and you're going to see a lot more of this.
CFR member Angelina Jolie has this movie Salt coming out in a week, all about a gorgeous Russian sleeper agent. So I mean, they're definitely been planning this rollout for a while.
Sure, you can't underestimate the influence of those major media companies and pushing, a huge global film releases, and they're all tied in on the banking system because they all do. They all share the same banker, and they all share a lot of the same information. But going forward, in terms of what the net result of all this recent brouhaha concerning Russian spies, you know, the only piece of hard evidence that's come out, the only piece of hard information was that they had a real strong interest in what's happening in the gold market and the silver market. And, you know, this corresponds with that story in the UK, in London, where the whistleblower on the London Bullion Market Association showed Gary Gensler at the CFTC how the silver futures market was being manipulated. And, of course, Gary Gensler, being an ex-Goldman Sachs guy, has done nothing with that information.
And that whistleblower accurately, months before, predicted what was going to happen in the market because he's working with these people and hearing them brag.
Right. Now we know that Russia has been aggressively accumulating gold. They're buying lots of gold. They're probably the most aggressive central bank in the world buying gold. And also they're buying Canadian dollars, which has some exposure to gold and precious metals. So there is a link between what's happening on the central bank side of things. They are accumulating for the first time in decades. They're net buyers of precious metals. And they're getting ready for, as you pointed out at the top of this segment, for a new global currency, whether it's going to be special drawing rights or some new concatenation of weighted currencies into a new global-type currency. This is without a doubt coming because it's the only way that they're going to be able to re-securitize and repackage these multi, you know, the U.S. is $14 trillion in debt right now. They're talking about expanding the debt ceiling to $20 trillion. They have to repackage all that and resell it to create and to restart the clock. And the only way they can do that is to create a new global currency to replace the dollar. And by the way, the dollar and all these other currencies will be devalued. They will all be devalued against this new currency, against the only thing that they can devalue against, which will be gold.
And meanwhile, they are trying to start a new war so they can politically launch this new order and distract us with the war. I tell you, Max, this oil spill is getting more suspicious by the minute.
Well, I think it's suspicious in terms of what? How?
The way they blocked all these foreign governments from coming and helping, the way they gave orders to the well operators they knew would cause it to explode, the way they're pushing their carbon tax to remonetize their new system. Max, we'll talk to you come up in a few weeks with your once-a-month visit, maxkaiser.com. I appreciate all the time you spend with us and your great insight.
Hey, if anyone wants to send me a cookie, go to sugarplumcakeshop.com.
Always some strangeness from Max Kaiser. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The Wall Street Journal marveled 2 days ago, saying, "This is the most unconventional spies we've ever seen. Good-looking women trying to get into Wall Street, people infiltrating Harvard, infiltrating social network sites. I mean, this was clearly a sleeper cell. Fake names, illegally here, married. They're spies, okay? Unless that's all a hoax. And we did see the FBI hoax about Hatari, and they've been ordered released, and then the feds tried to block that, and that got trumped again, and so that appeal got defeated. So it may be a hoax, but that redhead is supermodel beautiful, and they are here illegally, and they are spies. I mean, all the evidence shows that, but it's very interesting that you have spies infiltrating Wall Street. If you study what the British did 100 years ago, and the CFR around 80 years ago, 1924, was they infiltrated New York and the robber barons and had British wealth and their robber barons marry with our robber barons. And in the two-part history of the English-speaking peoples, which I've read, by the way, incredible, by Winston Churchill, he admits all this. Okay, the British brag they took America back over. It's more of a merger. It's kind of like a marriage. In fact, that's how they describe it. So I wouldn't say take over, that they moved in together again. Of course, Churchill was half American and the other half royal, with the Duke of Marlborough. Famous footage we've got of Churchill and his wife actually going to a meeting with the Queen wearing crowns. Because back in the old days, royalty would still wear their little sub-crowns to go meet with the Queen. I'm going to talk to Bob Chapman because he was in U.S. intelligence, Army intelligence assigned to, we won't get into the agency, up against the Ruskies. And the media is saying this is a new type of spying. No, it's not. This is real spying. Okay? Most spying is economic espionage. And it just shows the Russians know what to infiltrate. The Congress is a rubber stamp, a bunch of whores that don't read 94% of the bills. The treason is corporate. Globalism is a corporate takeover. Okay? It's corporate espionage. So while we're afraid of the Ruskies, and they could be a threat, China's much bigger, 3,000-plus admitted front companies, totally infiltrating us. Our government sold us out and deindustrialized us. We're going to talk to Bob Chapman about that, but Max wanted to say some kind words about Bob and explain that cookie thing. Now I know he plugs a cookie shop down the street from him in Paris, and they get thousands of emails every time he plugs them, and then he gets a free cookie. Now, I tell you, that is some expensive cookie there. I mean, a plug on this show is probably worth about $1,000, and that's fine, Max, but if you want to spend your plugs that way without saying MaxKaiser.com, then you can go ahead and plug the cookies. But I hope you're getting more than one cookie. Tell us about your favorite cookie place.
Yeah, the SugarPlumCakeShop.com down the street from where I live, the new bakery in my neighborhood run by these three women, very, very attractive, cute, perky.
So that's what's happening is you're actually hitting on the women right now.
Basically, yeah. So, I mean, you PayPal them, you know, $5 at sugarplumcakeshop.com, and I'll be sure to get a cookie.
Okay, this is part of the brainiacs like to screw around with funny jokes, and I've noticed that the eccentric types do that. I'm eccentric myself at some levels, but you're now basically prostituting people to worship the women over there. But that's fine. I hope people buy you some cookies. Max Kaiser, we'll see you again in a few weeks. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Alex.
You bet. Take care. Maybe there's Russian spies over there. No, I'm being sarcastic. Okay, let's get serious. Let's go to Bob Chapman, who had the biggest newsletter in the financial newsletter in the world till he retired more than a decade ago. Of course, the biggest private silver and gold broker. He's lived all over the world, South Africa, France, Germany, you name it. During the break, we forgot to get the plug. Max was telling me how for decades he's been reading what Bob Chapman has to say. So there's another nomination for Bob as being one of the best experts and trend forecasters out there, especially on the markets. So we have a lot to talk about with him today, with the dollar plunge after UN call to ditch greenback and a lot more. But first, Bob, you heard me before Kaiser perseverated on cookies again, my take on these Russian sex operatives, sleeper sex operatives is what I would call them, and the fact that they're trying to relaunch a new Cold War on the back of this. But more interestingly, that you see the Russians trying to infiltrate the gold and silver market to try to find out what's happening in New York, because they're big buyers, because they know it's rigged, and also infiltrating Harvard and Facebook-style systems. I mean, that's really where the real black ops are going on. Or do you disagree, Bob Chapman?
Well, it's certainly on the ground, a type of counterintelligence, and you are very, very right in saying that is real spying. And you're right. Everything else is usually done by satellite today. And one of the complaints about the good guys inside the CIA is, we didn't do any of that anymore, or we're not doing much of that anymore. And that's where the action is. And so the Russians have done it, and they've done it over and over again, and they're really good at it. I mean, people in America discount the abilities of people in other countries. The Russians are very bright people. I know I worked against them. And so it's not surprising they have such units within the United States, and they probably are guilty. But I think in your conversation with Max, the timing is very important. This has been a well-planned takedown and furtherance operation, perhaps because of the wearing out of the terrorism label, and maybe we got to find some no bogeyman who in this case would be the Russians again. And yes, the Russians have been buying gold for a long time, and they're expediting their purchases. And we've covered all this in the International Forecaster. But I think, and I'm only guessing, that the Russians are monitoring several publications. Mayan's one of them, and Jagadar is another one. And they attended a very high Russian official from the finance division of the Russian government back about 8 years ago, attended one of Jagadar's meetings in Alaska, if I'm not mistaken, that's the location, and they got filled in, and they saw the direction that things would eventually have to go and knew they had to accumulate. And they knew from attending that meeting and reading their stuff as well as mine that the markets are being rigged, and they wanted to be able to take advantage of it. In other words, like we'll take just recently, gold was taken down $35 or $40 in one day. And if they can know something like that ahead of time, they can go short and then, like today, cover their short and go long as well. And so they are heavily playing the gold market, and they have, even when it was the Soviet Union.
Well, remember Dr. Tatiana Karajnaya, what was it, about 8 years ago, one of their chief finance ministers, one of their chief think tank people, came out and said there's a $300 trillion group. They're the Illuminati. They call themselves the Deadhead Group, which translates into the English to skull and bones, the skull and crossbones, the Deadhead. And that they are planning to sell derivatives and destroy the world economy. I mean, that was in Newsmax, WorldNet Daily, Infowars.com. Rick Wiles covered it 8-9 years ago. And, I mean, I just forget how right we've all been about what these people were planning. And shifting gears, what does this signify, Bob? Because it's old news for our listeners and our audience and people that read your International Forecaster newsletter. But what does it signify to now have the UN, CNN, ABC News, AP, Reuters all announce Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday today? It's made national news. Our story is one of the top stories on Drudge. Dollar plunges after UN call to ditch greenback. All of this is happening. And so what does it signify that they're coming out and saying, okay, all the currencies are going to stay, but they're going to be devalued, and a private group of banks is going to run it, and it's going to be world government, as Herman Van Rompuy said last November, the head of the EU. And you will now pay your carbon taxes to us, and we will have a new SDR over the whole globe. I mean, this is a private group of bankers that have created the fraud, openly announcing the takeover of our currency. This is the highest form of economic takeover, and everyone involved in the government is guilty of high treason.
And that's absolutely so. It doesn't mean they're going to be successful in doing what they're doing. They're having to expedite their program for the very reasons that you and I have discussed over and over again, and that is we're letting people know exactly what they're doing, how they're doing it, and what they expect as a final product. I think that you have to look at the directions that they've gone in recently. I think Greece blew up in their face, and they still may very well lose, they being the Illuminists, the services of Papandreou, because I keep on drilling them over there to get rid of them. And maybe that will have an effect. But that's what they need to do, and they need to default, get out of the euro, go to the drachma, and also cut expenses in government by 30%.
Yeah, for those that don't know, explain to them that Goldman Sachs has its officials that 10 years ago set Greece up, now actually running the takeover and the handover of 600 islands.
That's correct. And, of course, the puppet master in this game is not only Goldman Sachs, but the Bilderberger Papandreou. And I told him, I said, if you have, they just did another documentary. I don't think it's been released yet. But I told him, I said, if you can impeach him, however you do it, get rid of him. And you don't want to let any of your islands go for 20 or 30 cents in the dollar to a group of Illuminists.
Well, I mean, literally, they swindle them selling them these derivatives. And then the country is selling the islands to the heads of the brokerage firms by name that set them up. I mean, this is, they should be calling for these people's arrest, not giving them their islands and their highways.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com. The fall of America and the Western world is an all-new 10-hour documentary and survival guide rolled into one. In this film, you will see the reasons why our government is failing and what you can do to prepare. Featuring Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Joseph Farah, David Icke, Naomi Wolf, G. Edward Griffin, Doug McIntyre, Mark Crispin Miller, Nikki Z., Doug Kaysen, David McElhaney, and myself, Alex Jones. Protect yourself and get the tools you need to protect your family from these difficult times. The Fall of America and the Western World at www.thefallofamerica.net or click on the banners at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, that website's www.thefallofamerica.net or call 800-655-1577. Prepare yourself and the ones you love today. Fallofamerica.net.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove for family emergency solutions.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in the next segment, we're going to be taking some of your phone calls, and I'm going to play this clip and get Bob Chapman's take on it, of Congressman Pete Stark. You've seen little clips on the news the last few days, but we have the whole 10-minute exchange posted up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, where he just says there's no problem with the border, and anybody that wants to control the border wants to kill people. I mean, their propaganda is just arrogantly delivered. It's asinine. And we see this throughout history where elites get into trouble. A lot of times they just become even more arrogant. And that only hastens their implosion. Bob, I'm starting to think more and more Gerald Celente may be right again, putting a date on it. We've seen top New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and other writers saying we are in the greatest depression or the third depression. Obama's now calling it the greatest recession. By every yardstick, as you said 2 years ago, we are in a depression. Do you think they may announce it? Because they're now saying they're not going to have a second stimulus, which you've said would put this off another year.
Well, first of all, I think if they are going to say we're in a depression, they're going to wait until they start their war and then blame the depression on the war. Now, that's logical, and that's what they've done before. And so that might be an up-and-coming event that may start out in a limited way with Iran and may spread. Russia may be brought into it, and the recent apprehension of these spies might be a lead into that, as you indicated it could be a lead into something. And so, you know, the groundwork is there, and they could very well go ahead with it. But I don't think they're going to use the word depression. Maybe Paul Krugman can in the New York Times. But I don't think you're going to see it officially coming out from any important Illuminist or the President of the United States until it's time. And as far as stimulus in the economy, I don't think under present circumstances they can get the stimulus they want, although maybe it's still possible. But, you know, the Federal Reserve is perfectly capable of putting $5 trillion into the economy between now and the election 2.5 years from now. And that could keep the markets up to an extent, although I do think they're going down. Maybe they wouldn't during that time period go as low as they might go. But they have the ability to keep the economy going sideways to slightly higher. I think they could get employment going in the other direction, and they could do that by allowing or forcing banks to lend to small and medium-sized businesses, which they're not doing. And that money is being held in abeyance, and they have lots of it.
Well, Bob, we're only 4 months away from the election. I mean, if they're going to fully implode the economy and start a war, wouldn't they start the war before the election and then implode the economy fully after the election?
Good timing. That's what I expect them to do. And the talk about the devaluation of the dollar is true. Max is right. Max got wonderful stuff he's putting out, and so is Gerald. And you know, and yourself, we just keep on hammering. I just love it because we're going to get them. They're not going to be successful.
Here's just a little side note. 70 million expired flu vaccines admitted to be incinerated as waste. That's being reported by the Associated Press, also Natural News. But now they admit that no one needed to take the H1N1 shot, that it was also dangerous. But separately, they're trying to make people take last year's shot, recommending it. I mean, they are just totally discrediting themselves. Or is the government and these criminal corporations, are they marketing to that 30% that they know is as dumb as a box of rocks?
And they always will. That's why Hollywood points their pitches towards 12- and 13-year-old mentalities. And things haven't changed that much, you know, over the intervening years, we'll say, since the beginning of the 20th century. People still fundamentally intellectually the same. And, you know, all of the teaching in the world and can't raise an IQ very much. And so, yes, they're appealing to that. They're appealing to anything that they can appeal to. Desperate people do desperate things. And as Brzezinski said, we're in trouble. These people know what we're doing.
You're absolutely right. Bob Chapman, our guest for the rest of the hour. Then we have a filmmaker joining us who's got solutions to this banking crime syndicate. Oh, it's not enough to just get rid of them. We've got to have solutions. That's coming up as well. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives, but there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There's a couple of clips I want to play right now and get Bob's take on. The first one is Herman Van Rompuy from back in November saying the G20 and the Copenhagen summit is going to be the birth of global governance. And notice, it's for the carbon tax. It's for the oil spill. It's for the banking collapse. The banks want to directly tax you and not have to deal with governments anymore. They want to be above it and create a new level of Ponzi scheme. Actual world government run by private interest. So let's go ahead and play that clip, and then I want to move on to another traitor, another arrogant sack of horse manure. I'm sorry to use that term. It's a long way to describe him, Congressman Pete Stark. But let's play Herman Van Rompuy. Here it is.
These problems can be overcome by a joint effort in and between our countries. 2009 is also the first year of global governance with the establishment of the G20 in the middle of the financial crisis. The climate conference in Copenhagen is another step towards the global management of our planet. Our mission, our presidency, is one of hope.
All right.
Supported by acts.
And then you got not just Van Rompuy, but Ban Ki-moon of the UN, and all of them saying the same thing. I just wanted to get that on record now that they've gone from just talking about it in their global conferences to openly telling you the answer to all your financial problems that we caused by design is giving us more power and paying us more money. The answer to that oil spill is paying us more money. And we'll talk to Bob about the oil spill. But first, I want to play this clip because you've seen little clips on the news. This was so arrogant that they happened to have Chris Matthews on for entertainment value in the coffee room Wednesday night. And I walked in there Wednesday afternoon, and he played the Pete Stark clip where Stark was being arrogant, saying, "You want to shoot people, don't you? You don't want open borders? You want to kill people," just to a town hall in California. People are like, "No, we're not even Minutemen, but they're not killing people." And, like, there's no border problem. I mean, even Chris Matthews, a Democrat hack, had to say, "My gosh, is that not the face of incumbency?" I mean, this arrogant creature. Now, the whole video, it's like 10 minutes long, is up on InfoWars and Prison Planet, unedited. But we don't, for time constraints, I'm just going to play the first minute or two and then get Bob Chapman's take on this, because this is arrogance. I mean, Mexico is admittedly collapsed. The State Department, foreign government say it's a failed state. Now it's 23,000 deaths in the last 2 years. 80 plus miles of Arizona is off limits to citizens. I mean, it is just total bedlam. Total bedlam. I mean, South Texas is just shutting down in the border areas. It is. I saw a news clip, in fact, I ought to pull that up, of Detroit, where they deliver food to the food lions and stuff, and they have guys with machine guns guarding the food now going into grocery stores. I mean, Mad Max stuff and tent cities are creeping in everywhere. And it's only going to get worse. This is what NAFTA and GATT did. And this guy thinks it's all funny. I mean, whether you're for open borders or not, don't say the border isn't open. Don't say there isn't a problem. Don't say it isn't horrible. Don't say there aren't these poor Mexicans sneaking across, getting killed by the hundreds every month and robbed by coyotes on the Mexican and U.S. side. I mean, this is dangerous, folks. This is lawlessness. This is like Afghanistan or something. Here it is.
The Minutemen want to have something to say?
Yep.
Who are you going to kill today?
Who are we going to kill today?
Yeah.
Well, I just would like to know, American citizens are being killed right now by this drug war that's going on.
That's right.
Okay, I want to know why the federal government is not doing anything or a lot more to seal our borders in this country so that we're a solvent country again.
Oh, we can't get enough Minutemen armed. We'd like to get all the Minutemen armed so that they can stop shooting people here.
It's not
here.
Our job. We're just citizens.
Hit pause.
Of the United States government.
Hit pause. So he calls anybody in the crowd, because it goes on, who's for sovereignty and defending our borders, Minutemen who want to kill more people and have killed people. The Minutemen have killed no one. Okay? So this is how this is what Saul Alinsky taught communists to do. Accuse people of what you do. The illegal aliens and the drug traffickers are the ones killing people. So he's saying, oh, no, the Minutemen are killing people. Let's continue.
This country says we're a solvent country again.
Well, we can't get enough Minutemen armed. We'd like to get all the Minutemen armed so that they can stop shooting people here.
It's not our job. We're just citizens. It's the United States government constitutionally protect us.
We'll try and get you some more arms and get you down there to...
We don't want to go down there. We want to have lives, of normal lives. We pay taxes. We pay to have the government take care of our borders.
Is that all?
Is that all what?
The government should do?
Well, that's one of the things the government is supposed to do. That's what the federal government is there for. They said they were going to do it, and they're not doing it.
Well, then we don't need the Minutemen.
That's correct. Good. But we don't want them.
Let's send the Minutemen home. That's a good idea.
No, why do you ask the question?
Answer the question.
What answer?
Your smart answer.
Wait. You don't want to. What kind of an answer would you like, young man? He asked the question. Look, can I answer? Do you mind if I answer his question? Excuse me.
Please do answer the question.
Yeah, what's your question?
The question is, why is the federal government leaving our borders porous for anybody to come in anywhere they want?
If you do anything about our borders, you would know that that's not the case. Our borders are quite secure things.
How do you know that?
Back that up. Back that up. This is unedited. Our borders are quite secure. Thank you. And notice he talks like a one of these burnout, you know, high school teachers who sneaks off at lunch and has a martini lunch. And he sits there like he's talking to a group of elementary school students, where it isn't about the information. It's about him acting smug and saying, then the Minutemen can go home, can't they? It's all about how we're trash. And this is the quintessential fake liberal arrogance. I mean, you'll sit there and tell them a decade ago, derivatives are going to destroy us. It will destroy our economy. And they're like, the economy's doing great. Well, shut up, conspiracy theorist. Bob Chapman, hearing that, and for TV viewers that are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, watching that, that attitude, that spirit, I think, really illustrates everything that we're fighting and is 180 degrees the opposite of what our founders set up as we go into the 4th of July. I mean, is that guy, I don't just throw the word treason around, is that guy not a treacherous little vermin, this creature, Congressman Pete Stark? I mean, he needs to be thrown out of office immediately. Bob Chapman.
Well, you're absolutely right. And I'm glad he's doing what he's doing, because what he's doing is alienating the American people who know better. There was a poll taking yesterday or the day before, and people were asked in the survey, how do you feel about the actions by Arizona in regard to illegal aliens in their new rules or laws? 4% said they were against what Arizona was doing. 90% said they were for it. I've never seen any survey that was that staggering. I know that we saw some indications of how people think when they were polling for the people to see how they felt about the Federal Reserve being audited and investigated, and the polls ran anywhere from 78 to 82%, which really surprised me. But 90%. I think the president's going the wrong way on this issue at the wrong time. This thing could blow up in his face.
Well, I agree. And he's also involved in a mass hoax. In his speech, I've got the text of it here in my stack. He said, Latino, Hispanic Americans want this, and it's the right thing to do. And then the article in Reuters that had his quotes said, yes, he's doing this ahead of an election for Hispanic votes. I've seen polls of 70, 75, 81% of Hispanics who are Americans. They're as red-blooded as anybody else. They know Mexico's collapsing. They know the Southwest is uninhabitable on the border. They know the illegal aliens are driving down the wages. We don't hate the illegal aliens. We just know they're being used as a political weapon to bring down this country. They know 46 states are on the verge of going bankrupt. They know Schwarzenegger just told 200-plus thousand employees they're going to have to get minimum wage and have their wages cut from $20 an hour, which you can barely live on in California in many areas, down to $6 an hour. They know we're bankrupt, folks. We're sinking. We're a lifeboat piled up with the welfare state. I mean, it is insane to see this guy say there's no border problem. The border is quite secure when it is bedlam. I mean, folks, it is bedlam. One third of Arizona is now denied to law enforcement. They have signs up on highways and national parks saying don't go in. I mean, every week people have their farms burned down and ranchers are being killed. There is a La Reconquista, La Invasora going on, and it is a nightmare. I mean, Bob, I know I'm ranting here. I just cannot believe how crazy this is.
Well, you should be, and you should say what you're saying. And if I'm not mistaken, didn't we have in the last day or two on the Mexican side of the border a large gunfight between two warring cartels where a number of people were killed?
No, the cops are being killed. It's ongoing. But, I mean, the issue is the majority of Hispanics want the border shut. The media runs this hoax that it's racist if you want to have a border when every other country has one. It's racist. It's like, you don't want health care run by the government? You know, raise your taxes, cut the benefits? You're racist. You don't want to have war with Iran? You're racist. You don't want to give up all your property? Racist. You don't want your taxes raised? I mean, racist? What in Hades does that have to do with it? That little establishment knuckle dragger, slimeball Chris Matthews, knows full well what he's doing when he invokes racism. He is a race pimp. He is the racist.
And that's true. And that's why he does that, is because he gets paid to do it. And there's too many people in the world like that, and there's nothing we can do about harnessing people like that. But I hope Stark continues to shoot his mouth off and be the arrogant little puke that he is. It's very important because he just alienates more and more people. And they're going to go to the polls, and he's no longer going to be a congressman, and there's going to be a lot of people who are going to be, we'll call it, diselected.
They're so arrogant, though. They're like on, I don't understand power trips. I just don't understand it. I mean, I had a power trip when I was 18 years old. As I've actually gotten power, I've been freaked out by it and realized the responsibility. Who are these people that just, I mean, I would be embarrassed to have red carpets and marching bands and everyone kissing my rump. They just love it, though, Bob.
Well, there's some people that do, and it all ends up at some bad end. Even Cicero ended up badly. As powerful and as talented as he was. And so all men, and we'll just use men, have clay feet, and they don't realize it. And your comment about the responsibility that goes along with the things that you and I do is extraordinarily succinct. It's very important that you realize that, and people in the position that you and I are in, that we have a great responsibility and burden to carry, which we have voluntarily assumed. And I think that's very, very important. And it bears out why we insist on telling the truth and turning over every stone so that we can find any skullduggery that's going on. Sometimes I think my publication, The International Forecaster, should be renamed The Financial Inquirer because if you want to really know what's going on around the world, it's important in the realm of skullduggery. We cover it. But these people, when they use this arrogance, and we'll capsulize it within that word, all they're doing is bringing more trouble down upon their heads, and it's going to bury them.
Well, I mean, it enrages me to watch Obama playing golf every day, to have read about Bush taking two naps and working out for 3 hours a day. I mean, I feel like with the responsibility I have, I catch myself working 10, 12, 13, 14, 18, sometimes 24 hours not sleeping. I had to quit that a few years ago because it was so bad for me physically, you know, to work 24 hours straight all the time, you know, I mean routinely. But I feel like a responsible, I feel guilty when I'm not fighting these people because I know how serious it is. And to watch them having these concerts at the White House and the BP guy sailing his yacht and just to, and to see how they enjoy it and they laugh at the public and they just are sacks of, they make me, I mean, I just, why is it, Bob, that in history, the arrogant, power-lusting trash almost always takes control? I mean, why can't we just grow up as a society and take care of these people? I mean, why can't we get our business together?
It's the evolutionary process of man. And you have a great middle among humanity, and then you have the good guys and the bad guys. And their eternal fight goes on forever. And this is nothing new, you know that. And what's going to happen is we're going to go head-to-head all the way, and good will win. We will win. There's no way we're not going to win. What the price is we have to pay, it's irrelevant, absolutely irrelevant.
And I guess life really is about that journey and which side you choose to be a part of, good or evil. And the Bible says you were hot or cold, I spit you out of my mouth. So many people are good at their core. They want to be good people, but they choose to sit on the fence. And sitting on the fence means you've made the decision to join evil. And so I'll tell you, if you're going to sit on the fence and just kind of, oh, they're conspiracy theorists, oh, it's not that bad, you might as well go out and start robbing banks and, or I'm not saying, you know, literally, but join the New World Order. Because, you know, I mean, if you're going to go to hell, you might as well try to be a general. I mean, you might as well, you know, try to go all the way to the head of the line here. I mean, you people out there who think you can sit in the middle of the road, that's where the roadkill is the middle of the road. You need to choose a side, folks. You need to choose a side now. It is essential that you realize that you're not a spectator. Life is not a spectator sport. It's been said many times. It is not a spectator sport. And so many of you are unfulfilled and unhappy because you are spectators. And You don't have rudders. And so many of you have the talents and the gifts God gave you. You're not using it. You need to use it. Any comments on that statement, Bob Chapman? We're going to come back with two segments of calls.
Well, again, you're absolutely right. And it's up to us to motivate people to understand and want to participate. And the kind of people you're talking about have always been with civilization. God made us all different. And we all have our limits to what we can do as well. And there are people who recognize that the part that they could do might be very small, and they say, well, what the heck, I won't do that. But it's important everybody get behind us because we've got them on the run. Believe me, the only reason they're starting that war over there in the Middle East is to deflect and keep people's minds someplace else, worrying about whether there's going to be a draft and the kids are going to go over and get murdered and a whole bunch of Muslim kids are going to get murdered. That's what they're worried about. And the fear of the economy and the finance are going to pass. It's not going to be important. You know, I once said to an Israeli, the economy's not doing very well. And he says to me, I don't worry about that. I might be dead tomorrow.
We'll be right back. Stay with us. Bob Chapman, your call straight ahead, internationalforecaster.com.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers wide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Kick the butt of the New World Order together if you realize you're part of this victory. So join the second revolution to restore the republic. Join us and come in and be part of the big win. I'm not rolling over. Losing is not in the cards if you take action. And even if we were going to lose, I'm not rolling over and licking boots. Bob Chapman's our guest for this segment and the next. We have an amazing filmmaker, the maker of the quintessential film, The Money Masters. Got to be 14, 15 years ago, about the entire history of the Federal Reserve, the New World Order. I learned so much from this. He's made a new film. It's been 14 years, and it's out, and it's available at Infowars.com. You can get 25% off The Money Masters when you get the new film with it. Going to your phone calls, Brian in Montreal, then Mike Joss in Black Patriot. We'll have time for those four at least in this segment the next. You're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. I was just curious what you guys thought about the Jerry Kane case, because I know that you published that on my birthday, the 21st of May. I had received an email probably a few days before saying that they were just illegal drug dealers from Mexico who got shot. But recently on my site, 12160.org, KLC put up another story about it. And today we have a troll coming on trying to tell us that Jerry and his son were actually bad guys trying to kill those cops, and we all misunderstand what's going on out there.
Okay, well, I remember you're talking about the kid getting shot on the border?
Yes.
Well, I mean, any death is terrible. And when cops come in and taser some old woman strapped down in her gurney who's 86 years old because she yells at him because he's having organ failure and is delirious, or when cops beat up an autistic kid, I get angry. But when you're in a war zone on the border with Mexican troops and grenade attacks and death, you know, whenever the Mexican troops or the coyotes kill a whole bunch of poor Hispanics, it's never even in the national news. It's local news. But then the cops shoot this teenager, and it becomes this big thing, oh, we got to get rid of the border. And so what I'm saying is that's propaganda. It should be investigated, but I've seen a lot of conflicting stories, and I don't believe anything that comes out of the federales. I don't believe anything comes out of our police either, but, I mean, the federales are clearly even worse on average. And I've looked at the case some, but I don't know what the truth is. I'm just saying that that's a war zone down there going back and forth across that border. And when a cop gets killed down there, you never hear about it. Bob Chapman, what's your take on that case?
Well, I think you're absolutely right again on this one. And the police are in Mexico are corrupt, and as is the military. And it's a matter of historical record. It's in the open. Anybody who says anything about what they're doing, they're told to shut up or they'll get liquidated.
Well, my issue is they claim that our police killed the kid in cold blood, the teenager. And my issue is that it's wrong, and I mean our police are certainly capable of killing innocent people. This is what goes on when you militarize police. I don't know what to say about that case. So caller, what do you think? I mean, I don't know.
Well, the information that I had gotten was that Jerry and his son were teaching people about how to walk away from the banks and the NWO propaganda, and that they were set up in Arkansas, and that it was a military sniper that had fired behind the police.
Wait. You're talking about a totally different case. You're talking about that white van getting shot up in Arkansas.
Yes.
For some reason, I thought you were talking about the Hispanic teenager that got shot on the border. No. They were doing that, and that's very suspicious, that whole shootout and the rest of it. I'm sorry. I misheard what you were saying, Brian. So we'll have to talk more about that on another broadcast. Kurt Nimmo did write a story about that. He's really the expert on it. I mean, there's so much info, folks. I can't keep track of it all. I'm going to be honest with you. We're going to try to jam in Black Patriot, Josh, and Mike as soon as we come out of break in 70 seconds. The fourth hour is about to start.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.